The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MAI-Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who have been creating magical vacations for clients since 1998. Their mission is to provide premium service and expert advice to help you get the most for your vacation time and dollar. They operate with the highest degree of integrity and will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own. They pride themselves on expertly representing and advocating for you, their client. Give them a try. Go visit them at MAI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, who feature the finest luxury vacation rentals in Orlando, Florida, near Walt Disney World, San Diego, California, Sanibel Island, Florida, and Captiva Island, Florida, and Sun Valley, Idaho. All Star Vacation provides a selection of vacation homes, townhomes, and condos that can serve the needs of all budgets, tastes, families, and groups. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. So please visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
I'm Corey from Ohio, and I love the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 192 of the Mickey Miles podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and this is part two of our two-part visit with Becky Menken of MAI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, in which Michelle and I talk with Becky about how to plan your Disneyland vacation when you're going out to the West Coast for a Run Disney event. So let's pick it up and see what we can learn from Becky.
You know, it's kind of shocking because you have to get to the races so early at Walt Disney World to be able to step outside of your hotel and walk for about 15 minutes, and then you're in the race area. 15 minutes if you take your time.
Yeah. So that's at a slow, leisurely pace, and you've stopped at the Honey Buckets twice. It really is a quick walk.
Yeah. So, you know, the second time I went out there was my first race, and some MEI agents had told me about Good Neighbor hotels, and I didn't really understand what they were and really how close and how good they are. And with there just being three options for Disneyland, and they're all wonderful hotels, I've stayed at all of them. But we did stay at a Good Neighbor hotel, and it was actually pretty good. And for part of my stay for August is at the Candy Cane Inn because an MEI agent recommended it to me. It may have been you. So I wanted you to talk about really, what does that mean if you're staying at a Good Neighbor hotel and how far away it is and what benefit that has? And sure. Also talk about whether or not you guys can book those. I know the answer, but you can share that.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Yes, yes, and yes. A Good Neighbor hotel or resort is just like it is at Walt Disney World. It's just not a Disney-owned location, but Disney has partnered with them through Walt Disney Travel Company. And by partnering with them, that means that Disney's risking their brand by saying, yes, you're part of our Good Neighbor Hotel network. So they do go and routinely inspect the properties. They have people who work with them to make sure that they are up to the standards of the level of service that they provide. So it's not like you're just booking the Quality Inn, but you don't know what kind of quality the Quality Inn is going to be. If they're an official Good Neighbor resort, then you know that it's going to meet Disney standards for a value resort in the Disneyland time, you know, in mind frame. So they have different categories. They have the value resorts, which is like a Quality Inn. They actually also have a Motel 6, believe it or not, that falls under the value resort, which is a really close resort as well, or hotel as well. And then they have the moderates, which are the Candy Cane Inn. A couple of my favorites are like the Annabella, which is right next to or down by the convention center. Again, a Las Vegas block away if you're walking, but you can get an art pass if you prefer not to walk that block. They also have the Anaheim Fairfield Inn, which is across the street, a couple of Best Westerns. And we get a lot of great feedback about the Howard Johnson, which is not too far away as well, about a block or two. So there's a lot of great moderate choices in those areas. And you typically see rates anywhere from 70 to 180 a night from those, depending on if it's a weekend. You can get better deals sometimes depending on if they're doing a fourth night free. There's a lot of options to where the rates might fall. So that's why it's such a big gap between like the 75 and up. You can also get some of these are suites as well. So there's suite properties that you can put a family in easily. Like there are Embassy Suites, the Anaheim Residence Inn, Anaheim Marriott Suites are all part of the Good Neighbor Network. And as are the regular superiors like the Hilton Anaheim and the Anaheim Marriott. There are probably 50 different Good Neighbor hotels that are right in that area. So a lot of it comes down to location, availability, and then, of course, what kind of rate that you can find when we go searching.
And I wanted to mention, too, that I want to say we stayed at a Hyatt. Is there mm-hmm. a Hyatt? Which is right near the convention center, and the Disney made an arrangement with the art. It's the art buses. Is that what they're
art
called?
Art buses. Uh huh.
Yeah. Yep. And actually, or was it the Hilton? I don't remember. There's a Hilton too.
It's probably the Hilton.
Okay,
yeah.
The Hilton. So for the race, because it was about a mile away from the race, we were actually able to hop on an art bus, and there were plenty there, and just it took us right to the the beginning of downtown Disney. So. I walked by the Candy Cane Inn several times on my way to the Hilton, and I heard about it from you guys, and I thought, I want to stay here next time. So that's why I booked at least part of my trip there.
And what's great about those moderates that we're just talking about, and of course a lot of the suite properties, is they do the free breakfast in the morning, and some of them even do kids eat free because they're so competitive with each other. So there's a lot of great choices to make or great options when you're making a choice between the different hotels. So again, a good reason to work with a vacation planner who knows these properties so they can say, yeah, these are $10 less per night, but the other one offers kids eat free and free breakfast in the morning. So that might balance out to be more beneficial for you and your family.
And again, the reason why we're talking about this is that unlike Orlando, there are very few Disney properties, and that means that there's not 175,000 rooms or whatever it is these days on the property. So knowing that there are Good Neighbor hotels and having someone like an agent who has familiarity with the area and knows how close in proximity to Disneyland and California Adventure these properties are is good to know.
So Becky, I know that you have probably eaten in a lot more of the restaurants there. I still have a lot to discover. And I was wondering if you could share, if people are planning and making reservations. I know Napa Rose is always on the top of my list. It's in the Grand Californian. It's expensive, but what are the sit-down restaurants and quick service restaurants would you recommend that people definitely experience while they're there?
Food, yum. You had to go there. You know what, there's a couple of hidden gems because there's so much in downtown Disney that are just wonderful. Of course they have the, and now I'm not gonna be able to think of half the things because my brain is turning so fast.
Well, but one of the ones always, that I mention, you always tweet about the bakery on Main Street, but that's not downtown Disney, but
no, but that does work as well. And actually there's also the bakery that's right outside of the gates before you even get through the bag check, which is a great place
one.
To stop.
Good bread.
And they have everything there. And that is in downtown Disney. But one of the hidden gems that I always like to talk about, which eventually is going to be too hard to get a reservation in, is Steakhouse 55. And I know that not everybody is into the whole steak thing, but they've got more than just that. And it's over at the Disneyland Hotel, one of my very favorite places for, believe it or not, breakfast. They have one of the best breakfast. It's not a character breakfast, but one of the best breakfasts over there that I've had anywhere. Also, Storyteller Cafe, which is at the Grand Californian, is one of my very favorite. And they do a character breakfast in the morning. They have a great lunch and a great dinner menu there, too. So really, really, really enjoy that. In the park, there's nothing like a Monte Cristo sandwich at Cafe New Orleans, which is an incredible place to go. I really do. Yeah, it's one of those things that if you're a runner and trying to stay in shape, you probably should stay far, far away from. But it's a very nice indulgence. You really can't go wrong. And all right, here I go again. Even churros are better on the West Coast. I think it's because it's not, 140% humidity when they make the churros. But those are great in the parks. A great stopover, too, is at in Cars Land, where you can get anything in a cone. There's tons of different snacks that you can get in cones that are made of bread, like the chili carne, which I can never say correctly, but it's one of the best little quick service walk-ups and a great snacky type meal for lunch or dinner, which is a great opportunity too, because you're getting, it's at the Cozy Cone Motel, and you walk up and you get your food in a cone, and it just feels, so well themed, and it's another part of that Disney experience and magic. So you can pretty much get anything from food in a cone to a churro to, a Michelin type restaurant out of Napa Rose. So a lot of options for food.
That's great. I know the Carnation Cafe on Main Street. Carnation.
Oh, you're gonna see. Yes, like edit this quick because now I can't remember. Between the two, sometimes I'm always like, wait a minute. But what is that one over there?
I know that one of the thrills for me was to sit down, and the food was good. I had actually just, I was really good. I had oatmeal there, but to meet one of the oldest cast members, one of the original cast members, Oscar.
Yes,
Oscar. Yeah, he's
the Carnation Cafe at Oscar.
Yep. Yeah, he's in his 80s, and he met his wife at. Disneyland, and what a thrill. He just walks around and talks about how wonderful the food is.
I think, at one time, I think he was actually a chef or something at one point, and now he's the official greeter. He's just always there with a smile, take a picture with him. Great guy. Really a fun guy. And he will sit, if he's got time, he'll sit and talk to you about the old days when it first opened, and those are the types of stories that you really want to indulge in.
Yeah. Great. What about
the other? The other must-dos, now that my brain seems to be working a little bit better, is the restaurant. It's the Pirates of the Blue Bayou.
Oh yeah.
Is a big one. And there was a time where people had said that the food had kind of gone downhill. Well, it's back up the hill again. So that's definitely worth trying. And in Downtown Disney, there's a place called Catal, which is definitely another one of those places that you got to go and try, because they've got some wonderful food there, as well as a neat little bar in the center if you want to partake.
Mike and I went there and saw Joey Fatone and Sean Astin eating breakfast. We had a great breakfast there one day.
Yeah. At least they didn't bother us.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried to come over and get Mike's autograph, but
he becomes just so, annoying after a while, right? And then for those that come from Walt Disney World and they just can't stand not having it, they do have an Earl of Sandwich there as well. So,
way go down. Yeah, that's good. I wanted to know about how long you would recommend that people plan to stay, in terms of park tickets, because it's a different experience. You have California Adventure, you have Disneyland. What would you recommend? What do you tell people that is the minimum to stay in that area? Because you can't see everything. You just won't be able to see everything.
No.
But
a minimum is 3 days of park time, because then you're going to spend 1 day at Disneyland, 1 day at California Adventure, and then 1 day returning to see the things that you wanted to see again. Mm-hmm. And I will guarantee you that once you've walked into Cars Land once, you will want to walk into it 10 more times. It still is probably one of the best Imagineered lands on the U.S., in the continental U.S., with one of my favorite rides, the Radiator Springs Racers.
Oh,
is
we
something
love that. Ugh, it's spectacular.
And it's there's not a lot of things I would wait for in a queue, and that one is one I would wait for.
There are very few times at Walt Disney World that I have seen Mike's jaw drop. In fact, I don't think I ever have until I saw him. We were in different cars on Radiator Springs, and he just had this look of, wow.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Hats off to...
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the best Imagineered attraction I have ever seen, and I keep thinking about, and I'm putting my WDW Today hat on. I know that there were plans to bring it to the East Coast, and I know that there's been an obstacle, and I'll just leave it at that. And I just know that there are people who will never get out to California and won't be able to experience it, and that's one of the reasons why I hope that they bring something similar to that attraction, you know, to Florida. It was
we actually got to run through it for the half marathon.
Yeah, we got to run through
with the music, and it was
you're in the movie. You are in the movie, yes, which is so cool. But my tip for, and this is, I tell this to everybody because this is how somebody told me this when I was, one of the Imagineers said, you need to do this. The first time that I saw Cars Land, don't see it in the daytime. Your first experience should be at night.
You're right.
Yeah.
And we did.
And don't go in the main, down the main street. When you first see it for the very first time, enter from the Paradise Pier side. Mm-hmm. You will have an experience that will blow your mind like never before if you go at night and you go in that end, in the side entrance, and see the mountains for the very first time. Then walk your way to the main entrance and go down the street. If you really want that magical, your jaw is going to drop and you're going to really feel all of the detail that the Imagineers worked so hard to put together in that land, see it at night.
That's great.
I agree. Okay, Becky, so before we let you go, we are talking about Run Disney and the craziness that is the popularity of Run Disney events.
Yeah.
And we have seen how quickly things like the Avengers race weekend sold out, and we're seeing how quickly the bibs sold out for Star Wars weekend. So this is a question that we get a lot, and I'm going to ask you right now, when we look at races from Run Disney, a lot of people have asked us, well, besides Run Disney, can't we get them somewhere else? And that's what I'm going to ask you. Have you heard anything, or do you deal with the availability of race bibs through somehow working with Run Disney? That is, if I came to you and said, Becky, I just got shut out of Star Wars weekends, is there any way that you can help me get bibs? What would your answer be?
Well, it depends. It's probably the best way to start that out. And I will say, we are one of the Run Disney travel providers. We do belong to their program. And we work with them on a race-by-race basis. Race-by-race, case-by-case. So they do have certain requirements of us when we sign up with them to sell race bibs. And those requirements are different at land than they are at World. So we do things a little bit differently depending on the different races. So we did participate in selling bibs for both the Avengers and Star Wars. And if you go on the Run Disney site and it says, look up for travel providers for registration, we're listed there. And you'll see the big words sold out next to it because they went that fast for us as well. So one of the things that we do for our clients, and this is going to be a benefit that we're going to roll out in a heavier fashion. So this is kind of like a, you guys are going to hear it first type thing. But clients of ours, we're going to give them the opportunity to pre-register, and you'll basically, Mike, be able to come to me and say, I'm really interested in this Star Wars race that I'm hearing about, and this is the race that I'd like to run, and we'd like two bibs. I will take that number and then add it to my request. And then Run Disney comes back to us and allocates a certain number from our request. So it's not a guarantee that you'll get it when you request it, but you've got a better opportunity, and you're going to know before it releases. If that allocation has been received. So if all of a sudden I say, Mike, they'll give me one, but I don't have two in my contract for you, at least you know you have one, then you can, you know, go and be that mad person hitting refresh, refresh, refresh to try to get it. The other opportunities too, which I am always behind, especially when we've sold out, is going through the charitable organizations. I think that that is a wonderful opportunity to support the organizations and help fundraise as well, because you know that our company has a charter in our corporation that a certain amount of our profits does go to charity. So it is close to my heart. And they do have a charity for almost everything listed from pets to children to leukemia to cancer to, you know, liver foundations. They have something for everybody, to autism, to, you know, anything you can think of is going to be represented in the charitable organizations you can buy through. So for the next, we're obviously sold out right now for Avengers, and we're sold out for Star Wars. But when the next race comes around, our agents are going to reach out to our current clients and say, are you interested in telling us if you're interested in racing? And we'll add you to the request and kind of go through that process with you. It's not a simple process. It's not just like going to a website and signing up. It's a contractual process, so it does take a little bit of patience. But we've been successful so far with it. And the two or three tests that we've done with Run Disney, we've really enjoyed working with them, and I think that we'll be participating more and more. But again, each race is different of what they require for us, so we do it on a race by race basis.
So the next race that we'd be talking about involving this would be the 2015 Disney World Princess Half Marathon Weekend, I guess.
Well, we've already been through that one as well, and we did not do bibs for Princess over for World, because there was a stipulation in the agreement that I preferred not to to go after this for this particular year, and I'm sure that the race beyond that, though, is going to be the next one we'll do for World. So, again, it's race by race and what is required of us to move forward with the contracts, and we take them one by one.
That's right. Well, I hope that clears up any questions anyone had. Michelle, do you have any?
No, I'm just so excited that I'm going to Disney.
Now, I do have one other real quick thing I want to throw in there is an opportunity which some people may or may not be aware of. Adventures by Disney, which their tour company that they do these fabulous Disney-operated tours around the world. Which are just amazing. They do one called Backstage Magic, which is targeted to the Disney fan, that you get to go behind the scenes and do some amazing things in LA as well. It starts in LA and you stay up at the Renaissance there, and then you go down to Grand California and you stay there for 3 nights. But they're doing special Adventures by Disney around the Avengers and the Star Wars races. So you do have access to the bibs as well if you go that route. Now, they're not inexpensive, but once you've done an Adventures by Disney, you understand why they are the cost they are, because they are VIP, behind the scenes, best hotels, somebody taking care of you at every turn. So if you're one of those that likes to be pampered, like I kind of participate in that, and I'm okay with that.
Who doesn't?
I know. If you're one of those folks that really enjoys a VIP experience, there's another way of getting into a race if you don't have the bibs and you want to have attach a vacation to your race as well. They're going to do a lot of special behind-the-scenes themed things within these two adventures. So that's another option. And yes, we sell those too.
I want to do that too. I want to do it all.
I want it all, and I want to do it now.
Becky, thank you so much for being on the show. And I know that coming soon, we have some special things that we're going to announce. Partnership with you. I'm not going to say what they are, but hopefully you'll come back more often. We'd love to have you on the show. And it's been really wonderful to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me again. And I'll tell you, just give me a recorder and I just go and tell you whatever you want to know. So I can go on with these crazy details for as long as you need, and I'd be more than happy to come back at any time if you have anything that I can share that would be of benefit to your listeners.
Well, we knew that this would be important information, and I know for a lot of people it may sound like we're talking it's a WW Today podcast, but basically if you're going to go to a Disney resort, Disney location like Florida or California, then you're not going just for a race. You're going there to also spend a few days in the park. So we thought that for those runners who are thinking about their first adventure to the West Coast, we thought it'd be best to bring on the expert. And that's what we did.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Truly, truly appreciate that. And of course, now we also have these wonderful little 5Ks going on the cruises. So who knows when I'll have to return to talk about that.
that is true. And we want to make sure that everybody knows where to go for information. And that is mei-travel.com and mousefantravel.com for all the available packages that MEI and Mouse Fan Travel are offering at any time during the year. So, Becky, thank you once more, and looking forward to seeing you at the next venture.
I get to see her in August.
Yeah. I know, that's going to be great. Thanks again, guys, and I look forward to seeing you both.
So for Becky Menken of MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, and for Michelle Scribner-McLean of Scribner-McLean and Sons, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road. This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. And as I said at the beginning, All Star Vacation Homes features the finest luxury vacation rentals in not just Orlando, Florida, near Walt Disney World, but in many other places like San Diego, California, all across, well, Florida, Sanibel Island, Captiva Island. And you can also count on them to find you something at Sun Valley, Idaho. So we encourage you to visit All Star Vacation Homes, where hospitality has a new home. Please visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who have been creating magical vacations for clients since 1998. And Michelle and I have been going to Mouse Fan Travel and MEI-Travel for a combined 15 years between the two of us. And that may be an underestimate. So we encourage you to go visit them. They've been planning vacations again for loyal clients since 1998. They provide premium service, expert advice. They're a fee-free service too. So please visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast. Where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.